Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Kelly. How can I help you?
Kelly, good morning. I was calling to ask a question about a subscription that I was looking at on your website.
All right. I'd be happy to assist you. I was able to pull up an account by your phone number. Can I get your first and last name, please?
Yes, my first name is Cabot. It's a little unusual. It's spelled C-A-B-O-T. My last name's Thomas.
All right. Thank you.
I just finished my first build with Eagle Moss. It was the Mercedes Gullwing 300 SL.
Okay. And which one are you interested in?
Well, I was interested in the Eleanor Mustang, but I'm going to be honest with you, Kelly, there was a lot of problems with my first subscription, and I know a lot of it had to do with the China virus. I'm sorry, a lot of people find that offensive. I don't, but the coronavirus, it slowed down things, and there was a lot of delays and back orders, and it took like a long time, and it was a huge battle to get the project delivered and built. I was really pleased with the end result, even though it was painful to get there with the Mercedes. I was thinking about doing another model that I really liked, this Eleanor Mustang, but I wanted to make sure, I thought it'd be wise to reach out and see if all the parts were in stock, if you were experiencing a lot of back order or restocking, it was some of the same unavoidable or problems or obstacles that stood in the way of the other Mercedes builds. Can you kind of give me an insight to what's going on with Eagle Moss these days? You kind of
sure.
Got your game together, back together after the China virus, or things are okay, or what?
Absolutely. So we did make some changes to things due to some of the delays and issues we experienced in the last year. So one thing we did is we moved to a new warehouse. It's a lot larger. It's able to house a lot more merchandise, so we're able to stock a lot more product. We're also able to have a lot more employees there to work it.
Okay.
So things are moving a lot smoother. We did just relocate to that new warehouse. Looks like you only got 2 shipments from that new warehouse in your Mercedes Goldwing build.
You mind me asking, you don't have to give me the address, but where's the new warehouse located?
The new warehouse is in Indiana. So we were previously in Pennsylvania. Our warehouse there was smaller, but we weren't able to have as many people, especially with COVID restrictions at this new location.
Uh-huh.
It's in a safer area as far as exposure and, you know, quarantine issues and things like that. And so we're able to house a lot
totally.
More. Yeah. So we're able to have a lot more.
The Pennsylvania governor is a total nut job, and he's anti-business. So you guys did the smart thing. You know what I'm talking about, Kelly. I mean, you're a grown girl. I mean, you're probably very young. So you move from a blue state to a red state, and everything's going good, and your business is growing, and you can hire people, and everybody can have jobs. Kelly, let me ask you one other thing, since you've been such a professional on the phone today. I've got everything loaded up to buy the subscription on your website.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a promo code available today, since I'm such a great guy, and I've suffered so miserably on the Mercedes and almost gave up? Matter of fact, I almost packed it all up and shipped it in and said, give me my money back, but I didn't. My wife really liked the way the build was coming together, and she said, you know, please stay the course and be patient with them, even though they're, like, functionally unfunctional.
Well, I do understand. That's why we worked so hard to make sure that this new warehouse and relocation was going to be, it's going to be so good. You'll see such a difference.
Are you in Indiana by chance?
No, the headquarters is in New York. So it's just the warehouse. But we've gotten shipments going out instead of it taking, 2 or 3 weeks for the warehouse to process it. Sometimes it's just a couple of days. We're getting shipments in every single day for our build so that we're not, we're trying to use that warehouse to the best of its abilities and fill it to capacity as much as we're able to. And so it's going to be a really great change. So you'll see within just the first few shipments how much quicker things are going. Yeah. And so
I do a lot of stuff with D'Agostini Model Space, your competition.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I think you guys have better models. I'm going to be upfront and honest with you. You have better models, but there have been so many problems. It's kind of a deal breaker because it's like, it's not even worth it because, I mean, some of the packages I waited 6 months. with the Mercedes over 6 months. And I kept calling customer service, and I was speaking to some people in, I think they were in Pennsylvania, and they were absolutely horrific. They're horrible. And it's not just me. I mean, you can get online and you can ask about, you can see all the reviews of customer service. I mean, it was absurd. They kept just saying the same thing again and again and again. We don't have them, and we don't know when they're going to be in stock.
Yeah, and we do have a list of you know, when we expect shipments to come in. But I can tell you that, you know, just things are coming in a lot faster. Like, we got a shipment for some of the collections. You know, one of the shipments was like May 11th, May 19th, June 1st, June 11th. Like, it's just constant. There's some shipments, some collections that are coming in back to back. You know, we're trying to really make sure that we're using as much of that warehouse space. Yeah, I see there was a shipment that came in May 6th, May 7th, May 11th, May 15th, May 19th. So we're constantly getting shipments to try to make sure this warehouse is full and in stock and using it to the best of its abilities. We've even changed shipping partners, so we're not having to go through the previous shipping partner. So things are, the tracking numbers are updating properly, because I'm sure you've gotten some where it just shows like an EM and then a bunch of zeros, and that tracking number may or may not update. So with the new move, we also switched shipping partners, and things are going a lot smoother. Packages are arriving within a more reasonable time. The warehouse is processing things a lot faster. So it's definitely, we had a few growing pains with moving, as with any big change for a company, you know, but we are, have worked out just about all the kinks, and we're filling that warehouse, and so stock hasn't been nearly as much of an issue. Once in a while, of course, in between shipments, but as I mentioned, we're just, if I could show you my list, we're getting shipments like every couple days for this new warehouse.
This is
to make sure that we're keeping stuff in stock.
This is absolutely great news to me, because I'd like to build this Eleanor. But is there a promo code? But going back to my request, is there anything to help reduce the cost of it? I mean, it seems
we,
like I ought to get a little
don't.
Bit of a promo code reward for just being such a good sport and sticking with you guys and not filing for divorce.
Well, I
so
wish there
none?
Was. We don't have. We previously had one that we could do for subscriptions, but we don't have one now because, so right now we don't have that anything available for subscriptions.
Okay, what about, is there any, can you extend this discount, this 91% discount to further packages instead of just the first one and two for me?
I can't do that for any of the additional ones. I'm not able to. The system won't allow it.
So there's no additional benefits by my pleading my case of pain and suffering and punitive torture by Eagle Moss on the Mercedes?
Unfortunately, I can't. There's no discount I'm able to offer you. Right now there's none available, and I can't extend the intro shipment deal since it was just for the intro.
Okay. Understood.
But I can, I can tell you, you know, that we have made so many wonderful changes, and I think you're going to be really pleased with the new warehouse and everything we're doing there to try to ensure that things are arriving, you know, on time and quickly, and you know, we've definitely taken the concerns that customers had with our old warehouse and shipping times and tried our best to make sure that
the customer service was also terrible. I mean, it was horrible. One other thing, while I had you on the phone, going back to the Mercedes build, there's a part that's mentioned in the build diary that didn't arrive. It's like a little car cover. I think it's part 101 or something like that. I don't know if it's an additional cost or an additional charge or if it's a final subscription that I'm supposed to be getting. It's a tiny little polyester Mercedes car cover that you put over the final product.
So the crystal case? Is it the crystal case or is it...
No, it's part 101A.
Okay, let me see.
I'll help you with it. It's just like a little miniature car cover. It's like a black car cover you'd put over like a full-size car.
Okay. Let me see.
It's the very, very, very last issue. Now, if you read about the model, the build, it's only got 100 issues. But this is like an additional issue, and it didn't come.
Okay. Let me see here.
Are you seeing it?
I'm trying to pull up the to see if there's anything left in this.
Do you
have to ship?
Do you have access to? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was saying it's still showing that you have it. It's still showing your account is active. So let me check and see if there's anything that's showing that it has left to do.
Well, I did have one missing part. That was the fuel filler cap, which the customer services said they were going to reissue and send for free. But this is in. If you have access to the build books or the build diaries, it's at the last page of issue number 26, which is the last book.
Okay.
I'm trying to help you be able to zero in on it.
Yeah. Let me see. Okay, so I have this card pulled up, so let me see. And I see, so the magazine was issue 26. Let me go through here.
You go to the last page, it's like a little black car cover with a Mercedes-Benz emblem on it.
I'm pulling up this build list to see what's going on with that, and so I can see if I can find that for you.
No problem. I appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem.
The Mercedes, I don't know if you're familiar with the builds that you guys have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Mercedes tested me. I've been a model builder for almost 30 years. I mean, I've built models since I was 7 years old. And, I mean, the Mercedes tested me to my very limit. I mean, it was difficult. It weighs about 20 pounds when it's finished. It's unbelievable.
I always try to tell people, you know, it's not a model you're going to pick up at a craft store or Hobby Lobby or something like that. It definitely is not for anybody.
Museum.
It's not for the faint of heart.
No. I would say you'd have to be almost master model level to attack this and make it look decent. Now, you could just, like, gorilla it together and throw it together, and it wouldn't look right. But, I mean, you really have to be advanced in your skill level to pull this one off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I tell people, you know, when they're like, wow, they're expensive. I said, you're not building a little plastic car that you pick up at Hobby Lobby. That's not
what
you're building.
People don't get it.
Yeah.
They just don't get it. But that's okay. A lot of people don't get
it. Well, let me see. I'm not finding, it might be one of the special edition items. Let me see here.
101A. I can dig the book out and tell you exactly what part it is. Is there any way I could help you with a part number or something?
No, I have it down. I'm just going over a few things. Let's see. I have a part list on here. I'm just trying to see where, if that was one of the special edition items that come as part of the collection, or what that was. Okay. I'm going over some of the information about this particular build so I can see, because yeah, because I've got all the part list. So, and you said it was in the last magazine. It talked about 101A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a car cover.
Okay. Yeah. So I've got the SKU number for it. I just have to see where it is. Okay. I'm going over a few different places for me to check. I have your subscription pulled up and the items that are included with that. I see that it's not showing on the special edition items that would have been separate. So let me see here.
I think I've asked a difficult question.
That's okay. It gives me a chance to look for an answer. Worst case scenario, what I can do is take down your information and then find out about it and give you a call back once I have an answer on that part and whether or not it's something that would need to be that's separate from the collection or whether it's included.
I'm going to pull out the book because I just packed everything up because I finished. I actually finished the car yesterday, totally.
That's awesome. You'll have to email a picture into customer service. We love seeing it.
You're going to love this one. This one looks better than the one that your team built. I put a lot into it. I'm not the best modeler in the world, but I did put a lot into it.
I think
okay,
that's the most
code.
Important part. All right, code what?
It's on page 10 of issue 26 and phase 101 required parts, code 101A, name, car, cover, quantity 1, material, polyester.
Okay. All right, so I've written all of that down. So what
phase
I may need to do is 101.
Yeah.
101A. And it's in page 10 of issue 26. The car cover. So I'm guessing, I have a guess is what I think that the SKU number would be because they all have the same kind of beginning. So let's see.
It says protect your model. Place the cover over the bodywork to protect your Mercedes 300 SL. It's the very last step. Congratulations on completing your scale model for the Mercedes 300 SL Gullwing.
Yeah.
And I had a Johnny Walker and Coke after this because it almost killed me, this thing.
I bet.
No, I'm telling you, this was excruciating.
Well,
and
I hope
things,
that, yeah.
Things broke and I had to rebuild them and some of your screws come from China and they're really crappy and they break and you got to drill them out and you put a new screw in where the other one broke. I mean, it's a beast.
Well, have you ever experienced like damaged or broken things? You know, we can always reship it to you for no cost. You know, that's what you can always just let us know, like, hey, this one was broken, and we can or missing screws, or you try to do
it
and the screws were broken.
Oh, I've got over like 1,000 spare screws that came with the project, but I only had one seriously damaged part, and it's what they call the floor pan.
Mm-hmm.
It's made out of plastic, and it's like somebody that was trying to seal the bag that it was in melted through the bag and melted the floor pan. They replaced it a long time ago very quickly, and everything worked out fine. I didn't have any other damaged parts, and there was one part that was missing, which is the fuel filler pipe and a gas cap. It actually goes in the trunk when that was legal back in the 50s when this car was designed and built, and it was just missing. It just never showed up. I wrote customer service yesterday. When I finished the car on Sunday, they already gave me a response. They said they're going to ship me a new item to replace it, so that's taken care of. And then at the completion of this, I mean, I'm so pleased with the outcome, even though it was horrible experience. I said, you know, maybe there's a new Eagle Moss, and we understand each other now, and maybe we could do another project together and see if it'd be better.
I can definitely say that we have made some changes that were concerns of our customers, and that's part of the reason why we did this warehouse relocation. We just weren't happy with some of the things that were going on there, as far as, you know, even just how long orders were taking to process or the shipping partners. So we did make a lot of those changes. And while we have had some growing pains with the new warehouse, a lot of it has just been, you know, them trying to, you know, get everything out. And we've been working to get that. It's running really smoothly right now. So I hope you decide to do the Eleanor, because it's another beautiful car.
Oh, I'd love to do it and take the lessons from the Mercedes and bring it to even a higher level of realism.
Yeah, it's a beautiful one for sure. I love that we do so many iconic cars, and then, you know, and it's ones that you recognize. And I love that, because it really, they're beautiful anyways, just the cars themselves, and then they're iconic cars, so.
Any luck finding it?
So what we're going to do is we're going to check, and I've sent this over to be researched. So what I'm going to do is give you a call back when I've got an answer for that, because I'm not showing it, since it's in the magazine, I've sent it over for it to be researched and to find out what's going on with that, and see if it's something that's separate or part of the regular build. So I have your name written down. Is the phone number you called in on a good one to call you back at?
Yes.
Okay, so the 404-490-6977.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and we're going to research this, and I'll give you a call back once I have an answer, okay?
Thank you very much, Kelly.
All right. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.